The intent is to carry up to 1,000 megawatts of power from the north to the south. It will be, as I said before, underwater below the Hudson River, generally 8 to 15 feet buried below the riverbed. The rationale of the project. You're probably familiar, I'm sort of going down to the fifth bullet there, with the proposed Energy Highway Initiative that Governor Cuomo came out with a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. And so the idea of this project is compatible with that initiative. It was basically to build out the energy infrastructure, the transmission network, to be able to access domestic production, domestic generation, meaning within New York State, to encourage the creation of things like wind farms and cleaner, less expensive energy. And so this is a transmission facility that will help enable that. It is not dependent on the closure of Indian Point. It ties into a substation in the south that is near Indian Point. But if Indian Point were to continue to run, the fundamental rationale of this project would not change. Now, if Indian Point does close, then clearly that would sort of intensify the potential need for replacement power. So there's no question about that. But as a piece of infrastructure that helps link upstate with downstate and improve the power flows, that's what the project is about. It's not fundamentally about Indian Point. We try to site the converter station reasonably close to the interconnecting substation, just because of the distance involved in getting to it. So it does need to be reasonably close. The proposal, as you know, is this would be the red line is the AC power that would come out of the lead substation, go to the converter station, be converted to DC power, and then it's a DC line that would proceed underground to the river. Now, I'm going to anticipate a question because I know it's come up, which is we are well aware that there's a nice big existing National Grid right away, NIMO right away. We're well aware of it to the river. Okay. So the question is, well, now why wouldn't you use that instead of going through the village? I understand that. And the reason is because after we had some preliminary discussions with National Grid for that very reason, they basically told us that they no longer wanted to have those discussions with us on that basis.
That tells you something.
So we are...
Did they say why?
No.
You're getting electric from it.
I'm sorry?
You're getting electricity from them.
Yeah, why wouldn't they allow you to...
National Grid, that's something.
Are they proposing their own line, perhaps under?
They are proposing an overhead line that would be expanded, would go from Leeds, the Leeds substation, across, you know where it crosses now, obviously. They are proposing a fairly significant expansion of that overhead facility that would then follow the existing overhead 345 and essentially double. I should let them represent it, but basically be a significant expansion of the line.